your host, Jay Mont G.
And we are on the fly. This is EAA Radio, AM 1210, 93.1 FM, and on the web at airventure.org. We are down at the Light Sport LSA Mall. It's a new facility this year, and it's absolutely beautiful, right by the tower. I have a great view of the tower, the new tower, and all kinds of exciting airplanes and equipment down here and people to talk to. And I'm joined by John Hansen of the Hansen Aero Group now. And John, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing fine. It's a pleasant weather compared to what we had yesterday.
Well, and the people who are listening now, they'll be listening tomorrow, so it'll be Saturday, so the weather's going to be completely different by then.
But I'm used to, like Georgia, you just wait a little while. If you don't like the weather, just wait a little while. It'll change.
Yeah, it'll change, and it will here too. John, the Hansen Air Group is in Atlanta, Georgia. Tell us a little bit about the company.
Yes, the Hansen Air Group is actually, when we say Hansen Air Group, we mean Hansen Air Group. Because my twin brother and I are the chief executives. I handle the Atlantic base. Ron, my brother, handles the West Coast out of Gillespie Field in San Diego. In our organization, I have my twin sons, Mitch and Mike, which are chief financial officer and a chief operating officer. Then also to join us, I have my nephew, which is Ron's son, Jeff, who is, and by the way, Mitch and Mike are airline pilots. Jeff's an airline pilot. Jeff helps us out. And then his son is one of our chief instructors, Matt Hansen. So it's a Hansen Air Group, it's a Hansen Air Group.
It sounds to me like you need the Partridge Family bus to go to events like this.
Well, it's real funny. The airplanes are flowing to the events by my sons and Jeff and Matt and them. My brother and I, we drive the big Freightliner truck that pulls our fifth wheel trailer. People say, well, you don't have the best deal. And I says, well, it's this way. I trust them with my planes, but not my truck.
There you go. Well, tell us about your airplanes. You've got some neat airplanes in the group.
Hansen Air Group is basically an importer of what I like to refer to as niche LSA aircraft, and we're primarily into the niche SSLA, which are the factory-built certified aircraft. The first aircraft that we have been representing for a number of years is the Sky Arrow. The Sky Arrow has a long history. It was first shown here in Air Ventures, or is called Air Oshkosh at the time. It wasn't even called Air Ventures. Back in 94 as a kit airplane. It came over, we developed it as a kit, and then we saw the possibilities of certification. This is when LSA was just a gleam in certain people's eyes. LSA wasn't even really thought of. There was no such thing as LSA at the time, but there was thoughts of LSA. Back from the old group that was formed by the FAA and EAA to look at maybe a higher certification than the Part 103s. So that's just a quick thing on LSA. It started back in the early 90s. The committee was formed. I was not part of the committee. I retired from Delta Airlines in 96, and at that time I was able to go full-time to try and push the LSA movement. There wasn't much going on. Did a little pushing from outside. And finally, in the late 90s, 99 and what have you, they decided to form the LSA task group to see how we could bring this to what they had done on the ARC committee to fruition. And as Dan said, we started in 01, had our first meetings here, and it went on from that. We selected ASTM as the consensus committee, or the consensus standards that we would use or work by. So it's been fun. Watched it all the way through 04 when feds gave us the go-ahead and finally signed the final rule, basically in September of 04. We were able to sell the first aircraft in April, which Dan has alluded to, after the FAA accepted our standards. The way the process works is the committee comes up with the standards, the consensus standards. Then we submit those to the FAA. They have to be approved by the FAA, and they write a letter of acceptance. They accept them, and now we then use those standards. Anytime we change the standards, and it's by ASTM things, we have to change the standards, look at the standards. We don't have to change them, but we have to look at them every 2 years.
Just to make sure it's all working.
Make sure to fine-tune it. The aircraft, the Sky Arrow is the first one we had. We took our Part 23 aircraft, lightened it up some, made it a LSA.
So the Sky Arrow was a Part 23 aircraft?
Oh, yes. Yes, and it's still, we still sell a Part 23 aircraft.
Oh, okay.
And we sell that in Part 23 in two different versions. We sell it in a straight Part 23 that's used for commercial purposes and everything else. We also sell it in a research conversion. And right now in the U.S., we have basically two of them at the one at the University of Alabama, one at the San Diego State University for air sampling. And they fly, the University of Alabama is all the way from Alabama all up in here doing air sample for EPA and that type of thing. The one in San Diego was used for air sampling in Alaska, and it still is. They're just now doing a thing, that I think, down in Antarctica with it.
So this is a special market that you market directly to.
Yes, that is the Sky Arrow. The second aircraft that we picked up was the Peregrine FOA-4 from Fleming Air, which is a German corporation. They came over, came to me looking for somebody to represent them in the U.S., and we have been working with them for now about a year and a half, fine-tuning, getting the aircraft to the marketplace. Just recently at Sebring last year, I hooked up with FK Light Aircraft out of Germany, which produces a couple of light sport aircraft. They have a high wing, for a better word, 150 look-alike. It's wider. It does everything that the 150 doesn't do. It gives you more room in the cockpit and everything. They also have a new aircraft that I will have at Sebring this year, is a light sport biplane, which will be limited to sportsman-type acrobatics. In other words, the positive G things for the people that...
So it'll probably be like a plus five positive, minus two maybe, or something.
That's it. We'll have that. And then we have a refined version of the FK-9, or like I say, our trainer porn, which will be more of our touring airplane, faster, a little sleeker, more. And then I was just approached by a French company, Colvier, for another niche aircraft, which is an Explorer, what I refer to as an Explorer type, a full bubble canopy, like the old Bell helicopter, twin boom, pusher, Rotax powered. So it looks like Hanson Air will pick up another thing, a French aircraft. We're the niche.
They just keep coming along.
Yeah.
Well, I know that your Sky Arrow has been featured many times because of your special kit that you have for that airplane. Talk about that a little bit.
The Sky Arrow is unique. It is the first one. It's probably not the only one right now, but it's the first one that has a full factory installed. This is not an STC or anything, but it's full factory installed hand controls. So somebody that has a spinal injury and does not have the use of their lower extremities can fly the Sky Arrow. We early on hooked up with Able Flight, which is an organization that gives scholarships, and I mean full scholarships. If a person comes to us, fills out the application, and we accept them. By the way, we do not accept any applicants or give any scholarships out until we have the donation money. We're a 501c3, Able Flight is, and we work off nothing but donations, no government assistance, no nothing. In that respect, it's strictly by note, and we have some good sponsors. Cessna is a sponsor of us. Jet Aviation, Bombardier, in other words, the Learjet. So we have some big name sponsors. But we take donations from general public. We'll take any donation.
And then what does Able Flight do?
Then what we do is when we get the money and go give a scholarship, that is a full flight scholarship. In other words, the student doesn't pay for anything. We even pay for their check ride. Everything. If they're out of town, are not at one of our facilities that align with Able Flight, we provide them a place to stay, transportation. We don't buy their food because we figure they're going to be eating anyway on their own, but it's almost a full scholarship. And to this date, we've given away 23 scholarships, and we have 12 people that have finished their and gotten their light sport pilot's license. One of our light sport people, Sean O'Donnell, actually bought a Sky Arrow for me, set up his own flight school in Philadelphia, and is now a private pilot. He went on to become a private pilot. Jessica Cox is another one of our recipients, the lady that has no arms. So it's diversified. We try to make it that 30% of our scholarship winners are the wounded warriors. In other words, the veterans that have lost legs or what have you, arms even. If it doesn't have to be legs, the legs for the Skyro is fine, but we'll find anybody that has a disability, physical disability, we'll find a way to teach them how to fly.
Wow, that's great. That's fantastic, John.
So it's not all just about Hanson Aero. It's about giving back to the community. This light sport is the best thing that ever came along for the industry because we're doing things with the light sport that we never imagined would be possible when we were actually drafting the ASTM standards. The FAA was sitting there with this, and we were writing the FAA, the rule, because it was a good give and take. The rule, the final rule, was being written as we sat in these meetings, and it was quite obvious when we would discuss certain things, what was going to be in the final rule. Because I had Sue Gardner one time, says, and she was the head of the group. She said to me, we need to have a towing thing. And I said, well, it says right in your proposed rule, no towing. She says, but John, we need a towing rule. And the final rule came out, we can tow hand gliders and things like that.
Well, and you should be able to tow an LSA glider as well.
Yes, and that's what came out. But in the original proposed rule, there was no towing. It was just out. So that was how the FAA and the committee worked hand in hand to come up with this 8130. That's the rule number.
And it's a great rule. And there are some really neat airplanes down here, and they can continue to be new airplanes every day coming along.
Yeah.
And every year, I think this mall is going to continue to grow. It's just going to get bigger and bigger.
It can't do nothing but. If they just leave us here, if EAA just leaves us here and let us put down our ground roots and people know where we are, this can be the LSA community.
Well, John, I love your little motto. You know which motto I'm talking about? You're wearing it on around your neck.
Oh.
It says, specialists in light sport, heavy fun. That's what it's all about, right?
That's it. That's our motto that we coined when we first started almost 10 years ago.
Well, thank you very much, John, for joining us on the program today. It's been our pleasure having you, and we wish you well here at AirVenture 2009.
Well, thank you for giving me a chance to talk about the light sport, because as anybody knows, I'm light sport.
You
I don't
are
look
light
like
sport.
It.
Jaymont G, we are at the LSA Mall with Lama and all the producers of these beautiful light sport airplanes. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a few moments.